Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, and apparently our regularly scheduled guest is not going to be with us. We'd hope to have Rosalind Peterson bring us up to date on what's happening as far as the chemtrails, as far as aerial spraying, the use of drones, a lot of new programs and information she had, and then, of course, she'd called yesterday afternoon for our afternoon program and mentioned that she had to take her mother to the hospital. Her mother turned desperately sick. Well, apparently we're not going to have Rosalind with us this morning, so it is open lines. And if you'd like to call us, our number is 877-254-7524. But I thought I'd talk about the programs of the two political parties, because both of them are saying the most important thing we can do today for America is to get jobs. We've systematically sent about 12 million American jobs overseas with our American industries as part of the globalist plan. You must understand that both political parties are headed by globalists. The plan is world government. The plan is to raise living standards throughout the world as we lower them here, but they can't tell the American people that because American people are selfish. They want to maintain their standard of living, and we have a very comfortable standard of living. We have a wonderful welfare society where government provides for everyone food stamps for 46 million Americans, almost 49% of every American gets a government check of some sort or another. It's just too good to be true. And, of course, Americans don't want to give up this comfortable living standard as we systematically transfer our manufacturing and wealth to other nations. Now, how do they do that? Well, they do that by taking down tariffs so we have no means of effectively protecting our industries, whereas, of course, the other countries are allowed to have their tariffs and discrimination and subsidized industries and so many of the things that the other countries are allowed to flagrantly do, whereas we don't allow that in America. And, of course, we invite the products produced in other countries into this country with essentially no tariffs. Now you'll hear every once in a while some falderal about our complaining about this, that, or the other thing. But that's just for the consumption of you common people. The real agenda is to transfer our wealth overseas, which is why we have a trade deficit that's been running $500 billion a year. And this year it'll be far more than that. But, of course, the other thing is we have reconstituted the tax code so that if you are an American corporation and you stay and you produce in the United States, you pay a 35% corporate tax. That is the highest or the second highest corporate tax in the entire world. We Whereas if you move your headquarters overseas, any money you make overseas and production, you don't pay any American corporate tax on, and which is why so many American corporations moved overseas. And that's why the tax code is designed that way. But you don't hear that discussed in our media today, because six major corporations control 90 to 95% of the major media outlets. And they don't want you, they all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They don't want you to know what's going on today. It is part of a plan. And in a similar manner, why, of course, six major banks actually control 70% of the financial assets of the banking industry. And they tie into the people who control the media and into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you need to know who they are, why, you should get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or certainly we have this covered in a talk we've called a Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, and that comes with a syllabus. That's the Agenda 21, the syllabus, and you'll see all the information outlined and listed there on who these corporations are and what the corporations and covert groups are that interlock together into the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's sort of an update that on the original text of Brotherhood of Darkness, we've included a lot of other new organizations which have either been formed or which have become apparent that play a dominant part in the destruction of America. Well, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in?
Dr. Sand?
Yes.
This is Rosalind Peterson.
Oh, Rosalind Peterson, I'm so glad to hear from you. I thought I was just going to have to ramble on for the whole morning. How's your mom doing?
She's doing much better. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, we were worried yesterday when you did call. Well, for those of you who don't know Rosalind, Rosalind is certainly, as far as I'm concerned, the world's leading expert on chemtrails. She's done a yeoman's job of compiling information. You'll want to go to her website, Toxic Skies, and elsewhere to get the information she has, because she documents the fact from government and documents of one sort or another that they are actively spraying or releasing various toxic substances, aluminum and barium and strontium compounds, into space to create a cap over our society with a theoretical idea that they can create a greenhouse effect and reflect the sun's rays and stop global warming. Actually, because what they're doing is increasing global warming. That's what a greenhouse does, but they don't want the American people to know that. Rosalind, you pick up the story from there.
Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to let your technical person know I can barely hear you.
All right, well I hope that they will actually increase the level of my voice. I'm terribly sorry. You go right ahead. You sound pretty good.
Okay, thank you. One of the things that I've been doing research on for the last 10 years, especially with my agriculture background, working for the California Agricultural Department for many years, has been the increasing amount of man-made clouds that have been produced by jets over us for now several years.
Hold
and what is happening?
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning is Rosalind Peterson, and Rosalind is pointed out that simply jet contrails will lead in many instances to man-made clouds. There are other means by which they create the clouds and get the material into the atmosphere, but certainly the jet contrails play an important part. Pick up the story there, Rosalind.
Okay. One of the things that concern me about jet contrails and the hours that they persist, one contrail, according to NASA, can cover 4,000 kilometers with white haze or man-made clouds. It can last for up to 20 hours. And what it's doing is it's definitely reducing the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. This has the effect of reducing solar power panel output. It has the effect of reducing the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth, which all plants on Earth need to go through the photosynthesis process. Direct sunlight provides the energy that plants and trees and everything that grows requires in order to reproduce crops, in order to grow strong and healthy. We're also finding that the lack of direct sunlight produced by these man-made clouds is warming areas like the Arctic and Alaska, creating artificial warming there. There's Stanford studies, and there's NASA studies showing similar warming trends. And also, one has to really realize that we absorb vitamin D through our skin, from direct sunlight hitting our skin. And this vitamin D is necessary for life on Earth to be free of rickets, for example, bone disease in children, weak bones. It's good for mental health. It's good for helping with certain diseases. So pregnant women that get enough vitamin D from sunlight have healthier children, all types of outcomes. And so when we start putting up these jet contrails that are artificial, produce these man-made clouds, we're starting to restrict the processes on Earth which provide for us. And we need to clearly think about this. And one of the warming issues about man-made clouds is that it's water vapor, which is a tremendous greenhouse gas. According to Edward Teller, it's even a more potent greenhouse gas than CO2. And we could eliminate some of this warming if we were willing to begin to get a grip on this problem and reduce the production of man-made clouds and haze from persistent jet contrails.
Well, now, how would you do that? Would we, you suggest we cut back on the use of commercial airliners? Is there something in the fuel, in the jet fuel, that leads to persistent contrails? Because contrails used to dissipate very, very quickly after they were formed.
That's correct. And one of the things, whether it's commercial or military, which is a heavy factor in what we're seeing over our skies, what we learned from years of research from Pentagon studies and also studies done by the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force is that they were working on methods where they could reduce the amount of man-made clouds and visible contrails. And they were successful at it. And so what happens is that we don't need to be, in other words, artificially producing this man-made cloud cover because, and there's no reason to. So very simple changes in other words, heights the jets fly, very simple changes in the amount of allowable levels of man-made cloud production by jets. All of this could be quickly reduce the problem. It could probably start to cool the areas of Alaska and Arctic very quickly because aviation is one of the major contributing causes of global warming there. So we could reverse this process quite easily, and the studies are out there showing that it can be done.
All right. Now, there are other things, though, that are actually creating this changing of the atmosphere, the changing the appearance of the sky. What about the actual release of massive amounts of aluminum from the rockets that they set up?
Well, rocket programs, whether it was the space shuttle in the past, or missile exercises, rocket releases. Right now, we're having U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy, NASA releases of aluminum oxide, trimethyl aluminum, also barium, strontium. There's all kinds of atmospheric experiments going on, which are rocket-produced. And these rocket releases that are ongoing, they're putting the U.S. Navy, for example, put up an aluminum oxide dust cloud over the entire east coast of the United States. It covered all the way from Wallops Island in Virginia all the way to the Canadian border. And they put up this dust cloud, which the aluminum oxide from this dust cloud will come back to Earth. We also have with these so-called geoengineering groups, like David Keith is involved, and Ken Caldera, they're professors, but they are looking to enrich themselves because what they want to do is they want to put up in our skies using airplanes. Now, that's their preferred method. But what they intend to do is put aluminum oxide up, increase the water vapor that they're going to be releasing. They're talking about man-made clouds and cloud whitening experiments to reflect more sunlight away from the Earth. And they're saying, well, if we reflect more sunlight away from the Earth, we cool the planet. But they fail to discuss that the man-made clouds that they produce and those particulates also prevent heat from evaporating away from the Earth and out into space. And so what happens is that they actually cause trapping of heat. In addition, and what's really interesting about this, is that they have to keep putting those particles and chemicals into the atmosphere, like sulfur dioxide or aluminum oxide, into the atmosphere all the time because all those particles and chemicals come back to Earth and they produce air pollution, water pollution, soil pollution. They produce acid rains, which will impact our trees and our crops. So all of this is working against the Earth's natural processes.
Well, is this taking place today? Are they actually spraying aluminum? Is the level of aluminum in the soil increasing, in the crops, in the trees? in the oceans and the whales, is the level of aluminum actually increasing? Because aluminum is a very, very toxic substance.
Yes, they're increasing not only here in the United States, but worldwide. And the reason we know is because there have been many studies. And in these many studies, what is transpiring is the aluminum in whales. They did a 5-year study testing whale blubber for of all the whales that they found over the course of a 5-year period in every ocean area of the world. And what happened was, in doing this particular study, which, by the way, I have on the aluminum section of my website, which is agriculturedefensecoalition.org, in the aluminum section, I have put all of these studies and everything I know about aluminum and aluminum releases. But what happens with these toxic chemicals is that the levels of aluminum were so high in the whales worldwide that it skewed the graph for every other contaminant that they tested for. So they actually had to take aluminum out of the graph so that everything else that they tested for would be in perspective on the graph, because aluminum levels were so high, they skewed the graph for all the other toxins that they were finding in whales. Now, we do know that Monsanto, for example, is working on aluminum-resistant crops. They know that with these continuing atmospheric releases of aluminum oxide and trimethyl aluminum, that they want to have a few crops that they can grow that are aluminum resistant. Because what happens now, according to any number of studies, it shows that the plants and trees are affected by having too much aluminum in the soil, and it restricts their ability to uptake the nutrients and the water that they need to survive and grow and be healthy. So we're looking at this massive atmospheric geoengineering, which is ongoing right now because of so many rocket experiments and so many different types of experiments and the jets, all kinds of things that are producing these experiments, that we're endangering the very environment we live in.
But what is the aluminum doing to the health of the American people, to the health of American children?
Well, aluminum is rated in California, for example, it's a toxic contaminant in drinking water. And because it's a toxic contaminant that has potential health effects, the state of California requires all the drinking water departments and water districts to perform tests in order to determine aluminum levels, because past a certain level, it's not good for human health. So there's required testing. If aluminum was benign, the state of California and other states across the nation wouldn't require testing for it. And when they listed as, and when you're listed, your contaminant, any contaminant is listed for testing, that means that it has a significant impact on human health. It has a significant impact on tree health, plant health, everything. So we don't need to have excessive chemicals put into the atmosphere, which is going to cause more potential health problems for not only our trees and our plants and our food supply, but for the human population itself.
Well, what have they found as they've tested the soil, tested the water? Are the levels of aluminum in our water going up?
Yes, they are. Every year, significantly, we're finding more and more and higher, well, more places with higher levels of aluminum and other contaminants. And so the background of maybe there was a little aluminum in some places in the soil has been dramatically increasing everywhere. And so if someone tells you that aluminum was in the soils worldwide everywhere, no doubt about it, well, that's not true, because some areas didn't have any concentrations of aluminum. It just depended on where you might be. If you were downwind of an aluminum manufacturing company or smelting company, you might have excessive levels because you were downwind, and it comes out of smokestacks as well. So tests and studies have been going on for a long time. I mean, this is not recent information, but current information is beginning to show strikingly higher levels everywhere.
How does aluminum impact on our health and on our children's health?
Aluminum can, okay, let me see if I can explain this. We used to have aluminum pots and pans, and then they realized that aluminum would, when you were cooking, would get into your food. It would get into your water. It would get into various places because of this aluminum would not stay bound in your aluminum pots and pans. And so they began to take aluminum out because they felt that it could lead to Alzheimer's disease. They felt it could lead to other problems.
Hold that thought, Rosalind. Hold the thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning is Rosalind Peterson. We're talking about the effect, the health effects of aluminum, which, of course, is increasing in our water, in our soil, certainly in animals, and almost everything this aluminum that they're spraying is having an impact, and it's having an impact on our health. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Rosalind, would you like to get your website out, tell people how they get in touch, and get the information that you offer?
Certainly. If you go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org, agriculturedefensecoalition.org, I have my contact information on it, or you can call me at 707-485-7520, or you can email at info, I-N-F-O, at CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And if you go to the categories section, you will find an alphabetical listing on either CaliforniaSkyWatch.com or AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org. You will find an alphabetical listing of all the subject matter that I have covered here today, plus other subjects. And you can look up aluminum and you can find everything you need to know about aluminum, aluminum emissions, aluminum experiments in the atmosphere, the same with barium, the same with some other chemicals that are also being released atmospherically. So I hope that you will take a look at this information. I put government documents about this on the website and other information so that you can read this. You can see news accounts. There's approximately 40,000 documents and photographs on the website at this time.
40,000 documents and photographs on the website at this time. Rosalind's done a wonderful job compiling the information you need to discuss this and let people understand their children, they and their children are being poisoned. Now, we were talking about of the health impact of aluminum. You mentioned that they're discontinued and encourage people not to use the heavy aluminum ware because they were getting the aluminum into their food. Now, certainly, my studies have suggested that aluminum affects the immune system. It's carcinogenic. It has many deleterious effects. Have you certainly looked into the specific health effects of aluminum on the human body?
I have, and I've put all of my research with regard to aluminum, and a lot of times, in other words, when they talk about the health effects, they begin to talk about its solubility in water. They begin to talk about, in other words, they talk about in some places the total aluminum concentration, and I'm reading from one of my documents, is about 9 parts per million. It collects in the spleen, kidneys, and lung with concentrations up to 100 parts per million for many people. And they say that they say right now that daily aluminum intake is reaching between 5 and 10 milligrams. And you have acute toxicity from beginning to absorb more and more. It is connected to nerve damage. People with kidney damage are susceptible to aluminum toxicity. There's a risk of allergies. There's some evidence that it may be mutagenic and carcinogenic, and there's a correlation between aluminum uptake and increase of Alzheimer's cases in many areas. And so aluminum concentrations increase with age. And it can also lead to vitamin D and calcium deficits as well. The intake occurs through food and drinking water. And also, sometimes aluminum particles like aluminum-coated fiberglass or chaff may cause functional lung disorder. So the list goes on. It can irritate the eyes. It can cause a wide variety of other problems as well. So you're not immune. And these documents are under the health section, talking about aluminum toxicity fact sheets are there from government agencies. They tell you what it looks like. They tell you where it can be found. Some say, well, it's not too harmful. It depends on your exposures. But they talk about people who breathe aluminum dust can have lung problems, such as coughing or abnormal chest x-rays. Aluminum can decrease performance in some tests that measure functions of the nervous system. So, and I'm reading from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Control, that's on my website right now, what I just read to you. So there's a whole lot of things that we know about aluminum, and the very idea that we can continue to put these aluminum oxide particles and, you know, in other words, into the air and not be affected is not true. We will all have effects, and so will our plants and trees.
And the fish and the whales and the animals, and they know exactly what they're doing. But it's sort of a great experiment, isn't it?
Well, of course. We are being put into an experiment that somebody else wants to conduct without taking into consideration the health effects or how we're changing everything that's happening around us. We're jeopardizing the very, you know, the earth provides food and water and fresh air and all these things, and we're jeopardizing this to conduct experiments. And it's time to take a different look at this and say, whoa, maybe we should evaluate this, and maybe the people should be in control of what's being released rather and have a voice rather than just people at some exotic level of NASA or the military or, you know, professors at college. Why should they be involved in conducting experiments that are going to affect our life, our health, and our plants and trees?
And obviously they know what they're doing because Monsanto is spending a great deal of money to develop seeds that, of course, are aluminum resistant. Why
but
would you do that?
But you can't make all the seeds, and you can't make all the plants and all the wide diversity of wildlife that we depend upon, that depend upon so many plants and so many things.
Hold that thought, Rosalind. Hold the thought, please.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, the final segment of the morning's program. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Rosalind, when we talked before the program, you said something about drones. Oh, where do drones fit into this?
Can I mention one little issue here first on aluminum before we leave this topic?
You certainly can. You're going to do whatever you want to. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. If you want to know more about aluminum and this whale study, you can go to the Ocean Alliance. They're a group that did this five-year study. And one of the things that they talk about is that the most common health effects for people exposed to aluminum, according to one of our government agencies, ATSDR, is neurotoxicity and respiratory toxicity. And it can have detrimental effects on reproduction and development. Now, and the aluminum was found in all of the world's oceans. Aluminum was found in whales in all of the world's oceans, and only one whale was found to have no aluminum. The rest averaged between 6.9 parts per billion and 1,870 parts per billion. There was a wide range, but they admitted that the aluminum levels were higher than any other contaminant. So I just wanted to put that into the mix here. Now, I have a drone section on my website, and one of the things in response to your question is that the U.S. government in the National Defense Authorization Act, which was signed into law this year, has authorized the use of drones over the airspace of the United States. Many, many agencies have requested the use of drones to fly. Some are already being flown by the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Air Force, and drones are becoming, and drone crashes are becoming more and more common. They're talking about nuclear-powered drones, and they're talking about drones that are carrying weapons that will be flying over the United States. They're talking about private people purchasing permits to fly drones. They're talking about drones used for the FBI. They're used now at police departments in Dallas and other areas in Texas. There was a recent drone crash of a large drone that blew up a nice large area in Maryland just last week. There are all kinds of drones. And the problem is, with the FAA allowing these drones, is that your air traffic controllers won't be able to see them, only because the military has stealth drones that are, you know, that are radar camouflaged. In addition, the drones have been colliding with small aircraft, manned aircraft, and have collided with larger planes as well. The police departments in several areas have had drone crashes, drone losses. They've even had a drone hit their own vehicle on the ground. Surveillance issues. The U.S. Navy intends to expand its drone surveillance warfare range now over, you know, land areas that they don't, you know, not only over land areas which they control, but overpopulated areas back and forth across the coast line, conduct warfare weapons testing in the Pacific and the Atlantic. The drones will become prevalent, and more crashes are being seen, not only because we're buying defective aircraft parts from China, because we don't always manufacture all these parts, or that they could get them cheaper from China, but Senator Levin noted last month that these defective parts are becoming a massive problem, and yet we continue to purchase them from China and other countries that manufacture these defective parts. So the drone problem is increasing, and all of us need to weigh in. Do we want drones from handheld size to all of the various large drones that they're talking about keeping up for years and years? But do we want them flying across our airspace, endangering commercial airlines, endangering the population when they crash? And the crashes in the United States are becoming more frequent. And that's the issues that I'm raising on this section on my website. It's under warfare cost drones, or you can find it under my U.S. Navy section. But this is what's important, is to understand the implications as surveillance. The FBI wants drones, the Pentagon, Homeland Security, universities are going to have drones. I mean, the list is staggering on all the government agencies that want drones. And one of the things that in the Boardman Range in Oregon or at the U.S. Army Range in Colorado, they're talking about these huge expansions and also allowing private contractors to conduct drone testing and surveillance.
Well, I think it's rather frightening as far as the implications, as far as the loss of any privacy, the violations of the concepts of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, which gives us the people off of our property. They don't come onto our property. They're just spying on us from above. Why in heaven's name do we need all these drones in America? Who are they protecting us from?
One of the things that the military application, the domestic spying application, the replacement of people, in other words, they're talking about, well, we'll buy drones and we'll put in all the equipment and the computers and we'll train people to fly these drones around. But, you know, if you have with less personnel on the ground, police officers, because they put the money into drones, one of the things is that if you have a problem, they'll say, you know, and there's a burglar in your house or something going on, oh, they'll say, fine, we'll send a drone. Well, what good is that going to do me to have a drone circling around and no one on the ground to, you know, rescue somebody or help somebody on the ground necessarily? You've just got drones.
Rosalind, we're out of time. God bless. Thank you so very much. Talk to you later.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Doc, and back here at the American Theater Network, and we hope you enjoyed the conversation with Roslyn. But there are lots of toxicities for aluminum, certainly, as she mentioned, fertility, the immune system, and carcinogenic among the toxicities of aluminum. So why are they spraying it all over, certainly, the country? And of course, the thought comes to mind, maybe they want to reduce the population. Fertility, if we keep people from having children, there just won't be so many people in the world, so many hungry mouths to feed. There really are people who want to reduce the population of the world dramatically. We have our new talk, Population Control, the COVID Agenda. It's available on DVD. Let me recommend that to you. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a great DVD, the talk that Roslyn Peterson gave at our last conference. And that, of course, is available from Radio Liberty. It's just called Geoengineering. We have the talk that Benny Martini gave on aspartame, the talk that Michael Shaw gave on Agenda 21. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I do want to mention I'm going to be there in Denver on the 15th of September talking. And if you want more information, of course, you can call our exchange and get the information, or on our website, RadioLiberty.com, you'll be able to find information, the people to contact for the talk I'm going to be giving. They're going to have a couple of hours for me in September, and we will have a table there at the conference all day long. Hope you can make it there September 15th there in the Denver region. And then, of course, we will have our all-day conference on the 21st of October here in the Monterey Bay area. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, you have to understand there is a population control agenda. If you haven't read my treatise, you can find it on the Internet. Just type in Population Control Agenda, Stan Monteith or Radio Liberty, or just Population Control Agenda. It's available on my website. It's the finest thing we have written on population control. It's outmoded, it's outdated, and you'll get a lot more information from my talk on population control, the covert agenda. And then, of course, certainly you need to understand how they are poisoning our water. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda. That's the water fluoridation. There's a great syllabus that goes with that. Yes, they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the trees, but few people seem to care. Understand, this is not imaginary. There really are evil and wicked people out there who are promoting, well, they promoted a number of wars, promoting another war. We're going to war with the Muslim world. The clash of civilizations is coming. That's why we are in the process of toppling all of the Muslim nations over there. They call it the Arab Spring. I would call it, of course, the Arab Nightmare. And, of course, what they're going to do is deprive these people of their security. Governments there may have been imperfect, but believe me, when the Muslim Brotherhood takes over, they're going to look back on the dictatorship as the good old days. Pray for America. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the